I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking today with Captain Jim Lovell, best known as commander of the dramatic 1970 Apollo 13 mission, today behind the Flight Plan for America campaign to get people back to flying after September 11th.
That's right, Stephen. I've been sort of asked to really try to get people flying again based on my Apollo 13 experience, I guess.
People look at that and as a momentous, heroic, historic moment in American history, and they need that impetus now to get themselves back into the flying mode.
Yes, and you know, in some respects, the tragedy of 9/11 and Apollo 13 is, you know, there's similarity to it because there was a tragedy on both cases, but we managed to recover, and that's what we want to do with the American public. We want to be able to live the life that we've lived before, and so we're working that way to get people to fly.
Now, people getting to fly today, they see these stories on various media about it's difficult to fly, and that is a perception that has to be changed as well.
Yes, I've been flying ever since the 9/11, I have to, business, and I found out that going through security is not that bad. The main thing is you take all the metal off of your body, like watches, cell phones, pens, put them in your carry-on bag, let that go through the x-ray, then you walk through the detector. In most cases, you just walk through clean.
The hassles of the first few days after September 11th, as time progresses, the process gets modified. People learn to make it a more easier process for all concerned, and I think it's working out well.
Very well, because people are knowing more what to do.
The website is www.flightplanforamerica.com. People getting back to flying. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.